Welcome to Top 10 Tacos with Liz and James. I'm James.
And I'm Liz.
Top 10 Tacos is a returning podcast in which we try and find the best taquerias in the UK.
And the world.
And rank them in an ever-evolving list.
On this episode, we took a trip to Poole, down on the south coast of the UK.
Spoiler alert, we didn't really take a... Is it a spoiler? It's not a spoiler, but we didn't take a trip there. We happened to be in Poole.
All right, my mum lives in Poole, so we're in Poole quite a lot. Yeah. We're in Poole quite a lot, and we used that excuse to go and visit another lovely taco place.
Yeah, this one has been on our list. I mean, they seem to open right around the same time as we started this podcast.
Destiny. I have had 6 or 7 separate recommendations. Obviously, we know a lot of people in Poole and Bournemouth and that sort of area. And everyone's like, you need to check these guys out, yeah. Like sharing Facebook posts. So, and I had to just keep going. And they're on the list. We're going. So we finally made it down there.
And it's the other guys.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We didn't say where it was. It's the other guys right on Poole Quay, right on the front there. And we had a debate whether or not we should or could or were allowed to do this.
Yeah, so it's a bit of yet another format of the podcast that we haven't clarified. Because technically, they're not a restaurant. You can't sit down. They're kind of...
You can sit down everywhere if you want.
All right, you can sit down. But they're one of the...
like food stalls? It's not a food truck. It's a brick and mortar. And they are available on Just Eat and Deliveroo and all the other delivery apps like that, which was my argument for covering them. But it's, yeah, they're a, you know how like every beach in the UK, every seaside in the UK has fish and chip stalls. It's that sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so they've got a little parade of food stalls. They've been there for ages. Some of them are a bit faded, but these guys have obviously moved in, trying to bring something a bit fresh, a bit modern.
Yeah.
But we've decided, with so many recommendations, despite the fact that they don't have a restaurant, we're damn well going to review them.
And I cheated. I went here a few weeks ago because I happened to be in the area on Easter Sunday, or was it? It was the Easter weekend anyway. And they had a special. And I checked with you. I got your permission so you can take that face off. And they had an Easter special only for that weekend. And I was like, I kind of really want to try it because it sounded great. It was. There was a lamb taco special with like a garlic sauce, and there was a mint sauce definitely on there as well.
All right, you're jumping straight into specials that weren't even part of the review.
No, this is Jump Ahead Jones, because it wasn't on the menu for this one. We can't really review it. I'm just saying that one was really good.
Fair. So the other guys or the OGs.
The OGs, yeah.
Took us a while to get that one, but we like it. So we've been, obviously I've kind of walked past there a few times, been nosy at the menu, and it does seem to change. So like you said, they had the lamb special. Yeah. I've been past when they've had kind of Padron peppers. And...
Yeah, I had Padron peppers as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they were really good. Yes. I'm sorry.
Absolute worst.
I saw Padron peppers on the menu and I couldn't say no to that.
How were they?
They were really good.
Yeah, fine.
Get just off. Right, like saltiness, like cooked right now. Yeah, it's great.
Get in the bin.
Yeah.
No, that does sound good. So yeah, menu-wise, they've got tacos, obviously, hence the podcast. But they've also got burgers. They seem to be their two main.
They're tacos and burgers. That's what they do. And there's some crossover with what they're cooking in their tacos and burgers, but they are also distinct.
I'm playing
both sides so that I always come out on top.
I'm gonna read that sentence back to you.
It's late, we're tired.
Yeah, whatever. Price wise, pretty good, I'd say. It was 3 tacos for £11.
Yep, 2 tacos for 8, 3 for 11 were the menu offerings.
Yeah, burger wise you were talking about £8, but then it's kind of went up to about 12 for specials, and then sides were kind of around the £3, £4, £5 mark depending on what you fancied.
Yeah,
so good. Nothing extreme. The night we went down was lush as well. It was after work on a Friday night. The sun was shining. They make everything fresh, so you've got sort of a little bit of a wait, but we were just sat on a wall enjoying the sun,
having a nice time. Like, there's enough bars around there that do sort of outside seating, and that will have, like, some of them will do takeaway. I don't know if you're allowed to do a takeaway or not, but they were. And so you could go and get yourself a bev somewhere along there. They do have drinks there, and I think when they first opened, they did a spicy margarita special. Don't know if they're licensed. Don't know if that's something that they always do.
Secret.
That might not have been for sale. That might have just been they were drinking some spicy margs.
But yeah, we had they had like a range of soft drinks. For it's the Karma range, which I've noticed are popping up everywhere, like Karma Cola. I had the raspberry lemonade, which was lovely.
Yeah, it's the ethically sourced, like better for you, better for everyone. Not putting money in the Coca-Cola company or PepsiCo's pockets, yeah. Basically.
Good. We like to see that. Should we get on to the food?
Yeah, I mean, we said where it is, and sort of, I think because of the type of location that it is, it's for everyone. It's not, I wouldn't say that this is the sort of restaurant that is going to put some people off or attract a certain crowd. This is just one of those stalls that it's sandwiched between, I think, a breakfast place or a coffee stand and a fish and chip shop. Essentially, it's right in the middle. So it's whatever you want.
I mean, I think I know Paul a little bit better than James does.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think these guys aren't going to appeal to everyone in Paul, because Paul has got some should we say, slightly older? Silverhead gang, who are perhaps more people who come down on a, you know, weekend coach trip, and they're there, they want their fish and chips, want their bacon.
When I was there first time, there was a couple of little old ladies who walked past, and they were the only place who were open at the time, and they were like, do you have any sandwiches? And the guys, the OGs, were like, no, sorry, we don't. And they were like, okay. And it was like, yeah, it was.
You can pop on down to Spoon. That's all right. Exactly. There is something around there for everyone. But yeah, I think the other guys are doing a massive favour to Paul Key and trying to
bring it down by 10 or 20 years.
Bringing down the age, but also like bringing up the level of food, quality. The quality of food that you're going to get around there.
I've never wanted to try anything along there before. But yeah, as soon as we saw these guys, I was like, yeah, no, they're going on the list.
Yeah, we took my mum down, and mum we've had tacos a few times with her, but she's perhaps one of the, well, she's older.
Yeah.
But yeah, she loved it. She really enjoyed it.
She was way into it.
What did we get? Do you remember?
We got the, was it beef brisket?
Yes.
Beef brisket tacos, and the, on the menu it was listed as pulled chicken tacos. They were the two tacos that we got. And as a side, there were no nachos, so we don't have to worry about doing nachos this week.
Sad time.
I'm fine with it. We don't need to do nachos. Well, we do need to do nachos every time for the side, but I don't need to eat nachos every damn time.
I'm gonna fire you. This is it's basically we have to eat nachos every damn time if there are.
Yeah,
there
that's are. What I'm saying. Okay. But I'm glad when they're not, because it makes it a nice change.
It gives us a break,
and it means that we can order the corn ribs, because there were corn ribs and they are everywhere at the moment, and they were good.
Yeah, I am into corn ribs, and these ones were great. They like came in a little paper bag. It was like going and getting pick and mix.
It felt to me like going to like county fair. Like you're going and getting a bag of corn ribs and just sort of eating down the corn ribs, and then I don't know, toss it over your shoulder or something. But we didn't. We put it back in the bag because we're responsible adults.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, we managed to wrestle them away from all the seagulls down at Pool Key.
Oh yeah, those guys are huge.
But yeah, the corn ribs are really nice. They're like really crispy and caramelized. I don't know if they've been deep fried, but they had like a rub on them.
They were sweet. There was a sort of a sweet rub on them.
Yeah, definitely some demerara in there and like a little bit of heat. But yeah, they were lovely. Mm-hmm. And then taco wise, yeah, mum got the beef brisket and we split the beef brisket and also the chicken.
Yeah.
Which was your favourite?
The brisket was my favourite. And that's not a knock on the chicken, but I think it was all balanced a little bit better in the brisket for me.
Yeah, so the brisket, it was like crisp. It was crispy as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think both the chicken and the brisket had a nice bit of like crunch to it, like on the outside, like it had been sort of seared. And it's, as we said, it's all made right there in front of you almost.
Yeah. So that was nice. And then the brisket also had crispy onions, had a bit of like chimichurri sauce, hot sauce on there. That was nice. And we got a bonus pot of that because I always like to have a little bit of bonus.
We wanted some of the hot sauce, and yeah, they were nice enough to just chuck us a little extra little pot to dip
stuff
in.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really liked the brisket. The chicken, I liked as well, but for me, I think it had too much guacamole on, maybe.
Which is weird for us to say, because we
love guac.
But that was a lot of guac.
Yeah, so you kind of had chicken and then it had guacamole on top, and then it had a pineapple kind of pico de gallo, which was really nice.
Yeah.
Love pineapple.
Love a pineapple salsa.
Yeah, so it was nice, but I don't know why. It just maybe a touch too much guacamole for me.
It cooled it down, I think. Uh-huh. I think in my mouth. And I like the warmth. And I don't mean that in like a spice level. I mean just in a, it cooled the taco down for me a bit. Probably a little bit too much.
It's the eternal, like,
and in the right level of guac.
Yeah, I was gonna.
I do mouth words good.
Yeah, you're really tired tonight, aren't you? No, I was gonna say it's like really tough. It must be really tough when you're making tacos to like keep them hot and fresh and ready to go. Like, and
we find that when we do them at home.
Yeah, yeah. And these guys were, but it just makes me think back to, you know, like Taco Chronicles, when you see the guys, like, they're holding them. They're literally, like, throwing meat and pineapple and catching it.
It's like
it
a juggling act, isn't it?
Yeah, and then they literally throw it at your face. we're not quite at those levels in
the UK. I don't think Paul Key is ready for the streets of Mexico City.
The taqueros with their, like, waving their knives around and throwing pineapple at people. No, Paul Key's not there yet.
No.
But no, I really enjoyed both of them. Flavour-wise, lovely.
Yeah, they're both really nice.
I wouldn't have said much heat, maybe a bit more in the brisket with that chimichurri.
Well, and the what they had listed as the chef special sauce was in there with the brisket anyway. Mm. So there was, that had some heat.
Yeah.
I was dipping my chicken one into the hot sauce that we had as well, that little pot that we had, or sort of drizzling it on top. And yeah, that added some heat to it. It was good.
Nice stuff.
The tortillas. As we said, everything's made right there in front of you. So they've got their tortilla press right there. And they were really nice. They were really, really fresh, I thought. Some of their pictures that they've got on Instagram and stuff, they're doing like a double tortilla thing. We only got a single tortilla, but they were structurally sound.
You've become a taco engineer.
Architect.
An architect. No, they were fine. I'm cool with single tacos. I think double's all right, but I don't think it's necessary.
Not if you've thought about your
toppings and what's going in there.
Definitely. I think it depends on the toppings and depends on the thickness of the tortilla as well. If it's a super like wafery thin tortilla, then having a second one is nice.
All right, question.
Hmm.
Toppings or fillings, which is it?
So I'd say like the protein, the brisket and the chicken is the filling, and then the salsa and the guac is a topping.
Okay, all right, I'll roll that. I mean, there's no way we'll stick to that kind of...
Absolutely not. No,
we just talk rubbish, I'm sorry.
You're used to it. We're, what, 7 episodes in? You're probably used to it.
Yeah, if you're still listening, you know what you're in for. No, I really like the tortillas. Yeah, definitely homemade. Maybe a little bit thicker than some I've had. And, like, really yellow. So, really...
Yeah.
So, I think they're using a bit more of the yellow corn rather than sort of the white corn, or some places use a bit of a mix.
Yeah. I'm looking at one of the pictures that you took now, and yeah, there's definitely more yellow there.
Yeah.
You sure it's not just the lighting?
No. I thought it on the day as well. Okay. I mean, it was a sunny day.
It was a sunny day.
But no, I thought they were definitely a bit yellower, but lovely.
Yeah.
Enjoyed.
Yeah. James, I'm looking at that pineapple salsa again on that chicken one, and that was lovely. That was really nice.
James claims it's a three James bite.
It's a three bite for me. Like, I could uncomfortably do it in two, I think, but
you absolute fiend.
Yeah, I mean, if I was eating it like my friend Wes eats Cadbury's cream eggs, then it would be a two. He does them in one. He's a horrible, horrible person.
Do you know what? We failed.
Oh no.
Last podcast, we said we were going to take a tape measure and we were going to become professionals. By the time we've got to 10 taquerias, we will have become professionals at this, and we may have some kind of routine.
I mean, we're not professionals until someone starts paying us.
It's going to be a while then.
Yeah, we're never going to be professionals. We are enthusiastic amateurs.
Yeah, that one. We didn't try the third option they had the day we went down, which was the beans.
Yep.
Nearly did.
We've had veggie for the last couple of times that we've been out for tacos, and this time we didn't.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think that covers it, because there wasn't drinks to have. You mentioned the soft drink that you did have. Food, anything else? I think we've covered the food.
One thing I would say is that sort of we were sat munching away on a bench looking out over the bay. And when we kind of looked over, they were really busy.
Yeah, we got there. Lovely. We got there and we sort of were able to order straight away, which was great. But then, yeah, literally, if we turned around, they were packed. There was, I'd say, another 10, a dozen maybe people sort of waiting for food out there.
Yeah, it's really nice to see that on a Friday night on Paul Quay. Sort of, I think it'd be a really good spot to go, like, if you're out for drinks with friends, you can definitely just swing by, or if you've just had a drink and you need something to soak up.
I mean, that's what this sort of taqueria is great for, is that I've had a drink, I just want to grab a taco just to sort of soak it up and have something tasty, not just a kebab.
Just
getting a portion of chips. Like, it's nice to have something that is fresh and nice and well made.
Yeah. No, I agree. Right. I think we're going to disagree here.
That's interesting.
So we need to look at ranking times.
Yeah. So I've just pulled up our current rankings here.
So far we've got 6 taquerias on the board.
Yeah. This is coming in as our 7th. I think we can safely rule out it being higher than number 7.
It's not going to be
Definitely not going to be number 7. If I was ranking this in including the lamb that I had at Easter, it would go higher because that lamb was incredible. That was a special though, and I don't think I should be allowed to include it.
No, it's really hard, isn't it? Because I think for somewhere that does change their menu regularly or adds things.
Yeah, it's hard to say what's regular menu and what's not.
But I think we got some of the regular menu. So we can only go with what we got on the day.
I think so. I think that's the fair way of doing it.
But I think they are at a bit of a disadvantage not having their own restaurant, sort of being perhaps a slightly smaller place because they're doing sort of the whole takeaway thing.
Maybe. I like the food truck aspect of it, even if it's not a truck. But it's a shame. I'm guessing that it's a licensing thing from Poole Council or whatever, that they can't have their own picnic tables or something outside in that little...
Yeah.
But there's enough space there that there could be some tables, even if they were shared with the other food places.
Yeah, that's
And I
true.
Think if they had some benches and some umbrellas or whatever for the sun, I think that little area right there, perfect for it. And I think that would... You'd forgive a lot of the misgivings of not having their own spot.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not so much that I can't sit there because we were sat like a stone's throw.
Yeah, and we could have sat closer.
It's the fact that they're going to be limited. They've got a limited kitchen. It's just the two of them there. So they're not going to be able to, you know, have the same things as a restaurant that's got 40 people in there. And I think that is a bit of a disadvantage for them. But we said we're including them in here.
Yep.
So I know where I'm going with this, and I've got reasonings and justifications.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready to fight you.
Okay. Well, I know where I'm going as well, based on what we had on Friday.
Okay.
Should we do it on 3?
Are we doing it on 3? Are we back to that game?
I mean, I'll happily say.
I think we should go ladies first.
Okay, ladies first.
Okay. So for me, the other guys.
I'm holding it up behind my back so that you can see it without changing.
Oh, the OGs. For me, I'm putting them in at number 5.
Ooh, interesting. Number 5. So just below Overdraft.
Yeah.
I had behind my back, I had 4 fingers held.
Ooh.
Up. So we're close.
So you're putting them above Overdraft.
I am.
Ooh, this is... So for a quick recap, at number 1, we've got Casa Azul in Brighton. At number 2, we've got Cargo Cantina in Bristol. At number 3, we've got MexiFun, who are in Southampton. At number 4, we've got Overdraft, who are also Southampton, but have a Winchester spot as well. Number 5 is Taco Taco, who are Charminster Bournemouth.
Yep.
And number 6 is Bonitas, which is Southsea Portsmouth.
Yeah.
I'm going at number five, which would make them, so far, our top place in the Bournemouth vicinity, Bournemouth Hall area in Dorset. I'm sure there's plenty of other taco places we can try. But for me, they're good. They're really good. But there wasn't as much of a menu for me to go off of. If we went back a few times, tried a few specials, tried, you know, when they've got different sides on, I think we could
easily bump up.
I think we could build up and bump up.
I think they could go to sort of two or three.
If I was including
the lamb, I think I could make an argument for two, but I'd be comfortable at three. But because of the limitations, my vote is four. How do we decide this?
I mean, I win. That's how.
I mean,
that's how. You can't, I think you can't put them above Overdraft. Remember and I know they didn't have nachos, but think back, cast your memory back to Overdraft's nachos.
It's weird, isn't it? This is probably the longest we've ever gone in our relationship that we haven't had Overdraft.
Whoa, because we've been so busy having other tacos.
Yeah, but normally they are such a regular in our like places that we eat.
Yeah.
And you might be right, because they are, and we don't go there just because they're the only tacos in town. We go there because we really do enjoy them.
Yeah. I think you can't compete with that.
I don't think that's a knock on OGs, but yeah, I will concede and put them at five.
Okay. So the other guys, thank you very much for some delicious tacos.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back.
We had a great time. The guys down there are super friendly. Amazing, yeah. Really, really friendly, really lovely people. Yeah. Even my mum enjoyed them. So we'll definitely be sending her. We'll send her along with a little old lady
and
friend.
Also, because we are down there quite often with your mum, it'll be the sort of thing that we can pop in there all the time and try whenever they've got a new special on.
And start building up on those specials.
Yeah.
But yeah, the other guys, Paul Key, you are number five on Top 10 Tacos.
We will see you next time, possibly with an international flavour.
Ooh.
Leave you with that little tease. So until next time, everybody, thanks for joining us.
I've been Liz.
Oh, I've been Joan.
And this has been Top 10 Tacos.
We're gonna get stung for that one.